The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk
with Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
And this is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cudahy with you until 7 o'clock. Now, we have been talking about housing here over the last number of days, the last number of weeks, years. We have been talking about housing on this show and elsewhere. There has been a big focus most recently on investment funds and how they can be squeezing out families and first-time buyers in suburban housing estates. And when we talk about housing in Ireland, a lot of time that is the context and the language we use. We do talk about families or couples, but what about single people who are trying to buy? Well, our reporter, Paul O'Donoghue, has been looking into this in great detail for us and found, this is absolutely incredible what Paul has found, that a single person on a typical wage in Ireland would only be able to buy a home in 7 counties, 7 out of 26 counties in Ireland. I mean, you can go through the figures yourself. We've just put them up on our Twitter feed at The Hard Shoulder. Paul O'Donoghue, our own reporter, is with me. Paul, run us through what you found.
Hi, Kieran. Yes. So normally when we look at house buying, people reference the average wage. So what I did was look at the median wage. So what the median is it is a midpoint of a group of figures. So say, for example, if three people work in an office, lowest to highest, their wages are 20 grand, 30 grand and 80 grand. So the middle out of those three numbers is 30 grand. So 30 grand is the median. So for salaries, the median is often considered a better number to use or more representative than the average, because the average can be skewed upwards by a smaller number of high earners. So what I did was I got an estimate for the median salary in every county in Ireland, and then I compared that to the median house price. So the full details of this are on the Newstalk website, like you're saying, for anyone who's interested. But anyway, what came out of that was that someone on the median salary, again, like you were saying here, would only be able to buy kind of a typical property in 7 counties. And this was actually even with a deposit of 20%, which a lot of people would struggle to save.
Sorry, it's only 7 counties if you've got a 20% deposit. A lot of people who are first-time buyers, they're hoping to be able to buy with a 10%
exactly,
deposit.
Exactly, yeah. So with a 10% deposit, it's actually 4 counties.
4 counties in Ireland?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. So I spoke about this to Kieran McQuinn, who's a professor, a research professor at the Economic and Social Research Institute. And he said that the findings show how tough it is for single people trying to buy at the minute.
I mean, I think ever since the early 2000s, really, it's almost like that the mortgage market is almost catering for or assuming essentially that, you know, you're talking about a dual income couple essentially, buying a property, unless the single income is a very, very high income level, then that would really be the kind of, it's almost built into the system in a sense, because you've seen such a growth, even though we've had significant increases in income in the Irish economy over the last 20 years, house price growth has really outstripped that to a large extent. So the multiple between house prices and income has grown very sharply in the Irish economy over the last 10, 15 years. Now, what was happening 10, 15 years ago was that people were getting very high mortgage levels and very high levels of credit. But of course, that was unsustainable, and we had the credit bubble as a result. But now in the last 6 or 7 years, what's happening is that, you know, it means you need as much income as possible if you're going to get on the property market. And that naturally biases towards kind of double income households in terms of the kind of people and the kind of family structures, if you like, that are going to be able to get mortgages in the present climate. It's always the problem with the supply side. It takes a while really for it to kick in. And really, we've only seen the state start to address its role and start to really get back into the supply side of the market in the last couple of years. Obviously, they've been increasing the budget every year, but, you know, I think they need to go further now at this stage, I would say.
I suppose, Paul, you know, there'll be a lot of people here, maybe not that surprised, people who are single and they know how hard it is, but it's still shocking to hear just in stark terms how difficult it is. As you said, 7 counties in the whole country, Cavan, Donegal, Leitrim, Longford, Roscommon, Sligo, Mayo, and that's if you've got a 20% deposit. I mean, what do we need to keep in mind with these figures?
Yeah, so I mean, a few small caveats. So there are a couple of things not factored in. So a lot of people, when they're looking to buy, or, well, not sure, but a good few would be hoping to get family support of some kind. And there are state schemes that people on lower incomes can use, like the Rebuilding Ireland Home Loan. You can get like a, or people anyway would hope to be able to get a loan on that. Although there's even a caveat with that itself, that your mortgage payments would probably be higher. But I mean, the point of the exercise basically was just to give a rough indication as to how difficult it is for single people to buy, or to see whether it's difficult, and it seems to be. So what can happen then in a lot of these cases is that people who are in this position, they end up stuck living at home because of this. So I spoke about this to Jill O'Mahony, who is a sociology lecturer at Waterford IT, and she was talking about the impact that living at home with your parents as an adult because you can't buy can have.
47% of 25 to 30 year olds are at the moment in Ireland living at home with their parents. And if you compare that to the UK, which has a 24% rate, you can really see that we have an issue in Ireland that is unique to us. And that's higher than the EU average as well, by quite a bit. If they were trying to figure out another solution to trying to juggle renting in an inflated market, and saving as well, and trying to have some sort of life, then oftentimes their only option is to move home to live with their parents, if they're lucky enough to be able to do that. So that's really positive in terms of being able to save money. But there are obviously the downsides. First of all, in terms of privacy, romantic relationships are almost, in this kind of scenario, if they're not difficult, they're almost a no-go from what the research coming out is saying to us, that people feel like that, you know, they kind of have to postpone life, that romantic relationships just go on the back burner until they can get out and be an independent person themselves. And I think it's something that the government really do need to deal with, because we don't have, you know, life is short. And I think particularly with COVID, we're starting to realize that, you know, there's a lot of things that are being taken away from people, and young people, young adults are really, they're dealing with the brunt of it. Sometimes I feel a lot of their opportunities for experience, for life, for living are being taken away. And the housing crisis just intensifies that.
Oh, God, pretty grim stuff the way Jill describes it there, Paul. I mean, for those on the ground, what is it actually like trying to buy a house as a single person? Who have you been speaking to?
So I was speaking to someone about this, unsurprisingly, they're saying it is very, very difficult. So I spoke to Aoife McLaughlin. She is a 34-year-old finance worker. She rents at the minute in Swords in Dublin, and she earns just too much to qualify for, you know, those state schemes like Rebuilding Ireland Home Loan that we mentioned earlier. But she's still found that her budget of about €230,000, it really is not going far at all in Dublin. She was hoping for a decent two-bed place, but in Dublin, that looks to be out. And she's told me that she's now had to considerably widen her search.
You know, I'm from Dublin. I've lived here all my life. I've been living in Swords for the past 10 years. So ideally, this is where I'd like to stay. But because I'm hoping to use the Help to Buy scheme, I'm restricted to new developments. And there's a development in particular, you know, about 5 minutes up the road from where I live. And the prices there are, you know, way out of what I could afford, even like not even for the houses, but for the apartments. The prices in Meath, Kildare, etc., like they are now Dublin prices. You know, so you're looking at Louth, possibly Cavan, Laois, Offaly, that kind of far out, like into the Midlands or up north. I really feel like the government has not been really thinking about or paying attention to the situation of single people as opposed to couples looking to buy houses. Because I'm in my mid-30s now, so I think a lot of people in my generation, you know, you don't really go through that stage of a starter home, then to move on to you know, a family home, or so to speak, because we're kind of buying our first properties a bit later than previous generations probably would have. The home I'm looking for now is going to be my home for the next 20 or 30 years. Like even the ads for, you know, for mortgages from Bank of Ireland or whoever, it's always couples. It's never just a single person. So yeah, I do think that we're not necessarily considered when it comes to that. regardless of your relationship status or your whether you're going to be a single or a joint applicant on a mortgage, everybody is entitled to a home.
That was Aoife McLaughlin there, finance worker looking to buy a house, ending that report from Paul O'Donoghue. It's worth reiterating again what those figures are. If you can get a 20% deposit together, and that's not everyone, but if you can get that 20% together, there are only 7 counties in Ireland, according to Paul's research, where a home, the median home, is available for someone on the median income. Cavan, Donegal, Leitrim, Longford, Roscommon, Sligo and Mayo. 19 counties. It is unaffordable. There's not a single county where it is affordable in the east of the country, the southeast of the country, or the southwest of the country. It is absolutely incredible stuff. All of that research is up on the Newstalk website, newstalk.com, and there's a link to it as well on our Twitter page, at The Hard Shoulder. One listener has got in touch listening to this. Tell me about it, Kieran and Paul. I'm on 40 grand. I'm in my 30s, renting. Literally cannot buy anywhere, nowhere at all. I'm not getting any younger, and I sadly don't expect to ever be able to own a home. 53106 is the number if you want to get in touch. 1890-453-106 for your calls. And Stephanie is on the line. Stephanie, how long have you been trying to buy a home?
Been looking for just over a year and a half now. So it's a long time.
Yeah, a long time, 18 months. And I mean, are you then in the 10% deposit category, 20% deposit? You obviously have some savings set aside.
Yeah, I'd be in the 10%. I was actually listening to the building home loan. I met that last year as well, and I was told that the euro were like the cap, so they wouldn't give it to me. So that was another. So I'm going to have to look at everything and go back to the bank.
I'll tell you what, Stephanie, what we might do is get back in touch with you there. There seems to be a bit of an issue with the line. Just while we call you back again, like I said, Paul's research is available on the News Talk website, and only 7 counties in Ireland, like I said, if you can get a 20% deposit, I should have said again because it's worth reiterating, 10% deposit, which is what a lot of people will aim for, can only get you a home as a singleton if you're on the median salary and you're looking at the median home in 4 counties, only 4 counties in Ireland. Stephanie is back on the line. Stephanie, apologies there for the gremlins in the system. you mentioned there, listen, you've got the 10%. What part of the country are you looking in?
I'd be in Dublin, so I'm trying to get somewhere in Glasnevin, hopefully.
Okay, so I mean, we won't go through every county in Ireland, but I can tell you, and it won't come as any surprise to you, Stephanie, Dublin's the worst off.
Oh, crazy. Yeah. I was so naive when I first started looking. I thought I'd get something within 3 months and everything would be fine, but it's like not that at all.
And is it, I mean, is it dispiriting? Is it draining?
Yeah.
How have you found
it's
the
draining.
Whole process?
Yeah, it's very draining. When I first started off, you kind of have a lot of hope. Because you're new to the process and you're just looking and it's kind of a novelty. You're looking a year and a half later and you're being told that the exception that works has been taken off you.
Listen,
you're back to square one.
Yeah, listen, Stephanie, we really appreciate you getting in touch with us, and apologies again, the line giving up on us a little bit, but I think people listening would have got the sense there of how draining it is, the expectation that you'd be able to buy within 3 months, and 18 months later, no closer to it, and no expectation you will get close to it. Paul O'Donoghue, again, thank you for putting all of that together for us. You can find out more detail on newstalk.com.